Fermilab has refined measurements of the muon's anomalous magnetic moment by redefining where calculations concerning unobserved neutrinos should begin, placing that beginning at the detector instead of the point of decay. Calculations now account for unobserved particles during muon decay with improved precision in determining fundamental particle properties. By focusing on where these calculations begin, at the detector instead of the point of decay, the team achieved results more consistent with existing theoretical predictions without confirming new physics. The work clarifies key complexities within these measurements and may reduce errors in future experiments designed to explore basic constituents of matter and their interactions. Understanding these refinements requires appreciating how physicists account for entanglement, linked quantum states, in processes like muon decay where neutrinos escape detection. Consider tracing the footprint of an elusive neutrino as it disappears from view, much like tracking faint tire tracks on a muddy field. The team redefined where such calculations begin, focusing on the detector rather than at the point of initial decay. This adjustment moves experimental results closer to those derived using alternative methods, though discrepancies remain within acceptable statistical limits. Key data analysis will decisively confirm or refute this new approach to understanding subtle effects within particle physics measurements. Detector-based neutrino calculations resolve muon anomaly discrepancies. Calculations concerning muon decay have been refined, reducing uncertainty in determining its anomalous magnetic moment. Previously, discrepancies existed between results obtained using different analytical methods, but now corrected experimental intervals align more closely with both Babar and Tau Leptin-based standard model evaluations while remaining compatible at the 1 sigma level. This improvement stems from defining where to begin calculating properties of unobserved neutrinos at the detector, rather than reconstructing them back to their point of origin during decay. The team focused on an energy range of 1.5 to 2.9 GeV, revealing an energy-dependent correction that shifts existing experimental data towards agreement with independent determinations, without requiring new physics beyond established models. Analysis revealed a correlation between positron energies, specifically those measured between 1.5 and 2.9 GeV, and an energy-dependent adjustment to current measurements. This arises from a novel method for determining neutrino characteristics directly at detection points instead of attempting reconstruction based on initial decay locations. Experiments infer information about these particles not from ideal single events, but through statistical ensembles, influencing how the resulting data is interpreted. Comparisons with Babar experiment results and Tau Lepton analyses demonstrate improved alignment within 1 sigma of statistical compatibility, though discrepancies persist in calculations employing differing approaches to hadronic vacuum polarization. Quantum effects arising from particle interactions in empty space. Refining muon decay analysis reveals limits of current positron measurement precision. Focusing on neutrino behavior at detection has successfully refined muon decay calculations. However, a lingering ambiguity prevents definitive conclusions as digitized scans from Fermilab reveal that an energy-dependent correction to positron measurements motivated by quantum entanglement, does not decisively outperform a simpler constant adjustment given current data limitations. This limitation mirrors earlier findings with Brookhaven experiments and is due to inherent constraints within existing datasets regarding both statistical power and resolution capabilities. Despite the lack of clear separation between this complex energy-dependent correction and a simple constant adjustment, carefully re-examining established data through fresh theoretical scrutiny concerning neutrino behavior during muon decay remains valuable. Defining the starting point for neutrino calculations at the detector, rather than reconstructing them from initial breakdown yields, more consistent results when compared against independent Babar experiment measurements and analyses involving tau leptons. This subtle shift acknowledges that experimental measurement relies on an ensemble of particles each possessing unique characteristics, influencing overall data interpretation. These refinements highlight current precision limits in positron measurement, while simultaneously demonstrating how improved modeling can bring existing datasets into closer agreement with standard model predictions. Further investigation will be crucial to definitively resolve remaining discrepancies and refine our understanding of fundamental particle interactions. Refining analysis of muon decay has resulted in calculations aligning within one standard deviation of previous determinations, though some differences persist between calculation methods. Authors suggest continued scrutiny of existing data is valuable for resolving lingering inconsistencies with standard model evaluations. Backhand index pointing, write more information. Rolled up newspaper on trace invariance and energy-dependent entanglement in muon decay. Writing Solocarnero and Fernando Cesar Sobrinho. Brain Arxiv, https://arxiv, org abs 26081928.7. See today's quantum computing news on Quantum Zeitgeist for the latest breakthroughs in qubits, hardware, algorithms, and industry deals.